You could call it the Weatherization Olympics. About 300 workers are attending this year's technical exchange fair and crew competition at the Marathon County Fairgrounds. In a safety competition, a driver backs up his truck into a series of blind turns on an obstacle course. A plywood cutout of a little girl is pushed into the truck's path as Tony Tiedemann of Milwaukee's Social Development Commission looks on.
And we got multiple obstacles set up here. We got a little dog that's going to jump out on them. We got some bicycles set out. We got a little girl that obviously just jumped out here. And there's deductions based on how well they do, how well they make it through the course without hitting anything.
In another building, workers compete to see who can best insulate an attic. Tony Francis of the North Central Community Action Program says the competitors have to think creatively.
And they can use anything off their truck. The group that worked on this used a lot of caulk and insulating foam and metal tape to do all their sealing, but not spray foam. That was the whole thing about this competition, was they could not use spray foam. They had to try and think of something else to use.
Francis says the goal is to help low-income homeowners save money.
That's what the whole tech fair is all about, is stretching a dollar in this day in our economy in order to help as many people as possible.
Over the past 3 years, the Wisconsin Weatherization Program helped 32,000 low-income families insulate their homes. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.